eyes was on my peach. I died.
Wait.
The black dude, that's what he texted me.
The black dude that worked with you?
It's my cousin getting sued.
Okay.
Type shit. Whatever. So yeah, that nigga say his eyes was on my peach. I died laughing, right? So then this motherfucker says, oh no, no, no. I don't give my peach to white boys anymore. I died! Nigga!
What?
Make it make sense. I don't know. That shit was fucking hilarious. That nigga said, I turned around too fast, I guess. And his eyes was on my peach.
That's what you call a gay booty, a peach?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I didn't ask no questions. I just died laughing when I fucking read it.
Well.
Because one, they both bottoms. They both feminine in the motherfucker. That nigga say, no, 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 no. I'm way too cute for that. But you know what I'm saying? He's like, but okay, I'm everybody's type. So, okay. But that motherfucker say, I feel violated.
She was too fucking funny. That bitch face
on my
feet.
What?
Yeah. Nah.
So, my nigga, we had our first game tonight.
I seen the post. What was the score? Was it a stoppage in the game?
Fuck the score. Our coach was in the dugout on the phone. Unless when we was up the bat, because she had to be on the field. She was in the dugout twirling her hair.
How old is y'all coach? 15?
Yeah, because Addie and Koya is coaching the team. Who conducts the practices. Now, the adult coach is my cousin girl, which I be trying to let her make it because she my cousin girl.
Nigga, so if she part of the family, you can get on her ass. Hey, bitch, we are here to win.
We ain't cousins like that. I mean, I fucks with him because we cousins, you know what I'm saying? We distant cousins or whatever. We know we cousins. Koi, you know, his daughter and shit, you know, y'all, that's y'all cousins. You know black people.
Okay, but still.
But he ain't my cousin. You know what I'm saying? You know you got your cousins. And then you got your cousins. Yeah. But I don't know. And then Reggie tried to help her one practice. And then I don't know what was said. I don't know how it went. But basically, that nigga said, I coached my practice already. And when he got in his truck, him and his son, and drove the fuck out. But this bitch, last practice, she was sitting on the bucket of balls.
I mean,
we could have had a double two times. The third baseman refuses to move her feet. She got the ball, bases loaded, did not touch the base. She had the ball in her hand and chunked it to first base.
Wait,
my child on first base catches the ball and got one out. Well, we should have had two. She did that like two or three times. Instead of the coach directing, seeing some shit, she's standing by first base twiddling her fucking head. All the parents fucking scream. Oh, okay, bitch. Then, fucking blue shirt, fucking cheated Koi. The first pitch was a strike. Okay. The second pitch was a ball. The third pitch was a foul. That nigga told her she was out.
She was short.
One ball, two strikes is what it should have been. I don't know. He did another girl like that. Like, I don't know what the fuck was going on. Like, at this point, y'all are fucking cheating. Then, in softball, you know how in baseball, you hit a pop fly, you gotta wait till it's on its way down type shit? Or however it works in baseball.
You gotta catch it to tag.
You gotta catch it in order for them to be out and then tag them.
Yeah.
Tag, you know what I'm saying, whoever else. In softball, you really ain't store, your motion ain't supposed to, if it's a pop fly, basically we sitting there like this for 2 seconds before action starts because.
Until they catch it.
You know what I'm saying? But see, infield pop fly, they still can't run. You see what I mean?
Why not?
Rules in softball is like fucking different. I don't know. But the girls made a double play in. But he didn't, the girl with the pop fly, he didn't make her get out.
So you took the pop fly and tagged the run.
On second, yeah. Because she popped it a little over the pitcher. You know, it was right there in second.
And
the bases was loaded, so that was the closest base.
Right. I mean, if the base is loaded, you're going to have to move. That's in every style of baseball I've ever played.
Yeah, but
damn.
I don't know how to.
Damn. Damn. That rabbit was knocked the fuck out. That nigga kept the super Z's.
That nigga head smushed. His ass up and head smushed.
Yep, ass down, face down, ass up, as they say.
Hey, that's his position.
When the rabbit jumped over the carrot.
Okay. Yeah, so then, you know, we ain't supposed to say shit to the blue shirt. So then one of the daddies was like, he told the ump said something, then the daddy said something. And then the ump said something. And then the daddy said, well, hell, you just can't see. You finna get kicked out.
I mean, how you gonna kick us out of a park?
Who? It's in the league, in the papers. You signed. You are not supposed to say shit to that red shirt, get another player on a different team, or the parents. Or they can tell you to leave, and they will stop the game until you leave the premises. Or your team forfeit. All stars, you can't even say shit. Nothing. Hell, you make too much noise, they won't. That's rules now. Because, you know, parents taking this shit a little too far. Beating on the kids and other parents and shit. Don't get me wrong, if you dirty looks and shit, and they be seeing little shit under they breath. All I know is, I'ma tell this bitch up. Mama go get the car. That's your objective. You go get the car. I'ma fuck shit up till my child come past me and head into the car. She on my back.
Oh, nigga, I was so mad. When I looked at the clock and seen it was 6:30, I was like,
what? Oh, no, he closed. He was closed.
Oh, good. I'll take that.
They, he said they woke his ass out yesterday. Fuck it, make your money. And then his wife ain't with him no more. But she, they offered her a job being the manager at Dairy Queen. So she, okay, double up. Get your money. And he like, shit, I'ma hold it down. But he cut a lot of shit out the menu. Like, he used to have, like, shit he cooked every day. He don't do that shit no more because he, his extra work and his health ain't, he ain't got no help. It's just him. But yeah, all kind of dumb shit going on. When the nigga at the job, yeah, he gonna have two workers. Everybody ready to walk out on his ass. And he steady blowing, I mean, they steady blowing me up. I'm not y'all manager. I cannot speak for y'all. Y'all some grown ass people. Everybody here is grown. I'm just playing the game that's been dealt to me. Now, what y'all do?
What y'all ain't is y'all problem.
Hey, do y'all. But me? I'm the bitch that wants to up the ante. Then holler, I'll in. As soon as I know I don't want. Bitch, you couldn't take this gamble. Cause I don't gamble this, I know I'm a win. Cause they lose the shit. I'm hit that hard tonight. I want everything you took in and everything I lost, motherfucker. That's why I'm gamble. I'm gonna grab whatever the fuck we can. Whether it be dice, shooting marbles, don't matter to me. So, bitch, I want all my money back. I learned that shit quick. When old school taught me how to play 3, 4, 5. Huh. No, 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 no. Well, he tried to hustle me to learn how to play this shit. Which the odds on 3, 4, 5 is way better than regular dice. Duh. So teach me the game. I learned the game quick, fast, in a hurry. And won my fucking money back. So, yeah. Bitch, don't try to hustle me. That's no good. Damn, I was supposed to get gas while I bypassed the store.
Why this nigga ask me that? Don't text me, say, where the hoe is at?
Who?
Josh.
Bitch, you wouldn't know unless you bathe. Unless you leave it. Oh, shit. I'm fucking up the phone.
So I'm like, shit. IDK.
Not near
you. All right, let me see what I can do. That's my section. What happened to the Valentine's Day girl? That's the last time I done ever seen her with Valentine's Day. We finna be in, hey, we finna be in April.
You made me burn my mouth.
My bad.
Oh. Is the whole on me seems like...
I don't know. Yeah, I'll go miss her. Never mind.
See,
what?
I was finna say something that I ain't had no business seeing.
Why?
And that damn hot ass coffee splashed in my fucking nose.
Okay, now you just gotta say it. Mm-mm. You ain't already been burned for it. You can't be get burned twice.
Mm-mm. Shit, I just did. No. Fucking 3 times, 3 strikes, you're out. No.
He says she recovered from a wisdom tooth.
Who?
A wisdom tooth.
Who recovered from a wisdom?
Valentine's Day girl. Oh, no. I guess that's the first thing you thought about.
How the fuck you recover over a wisdom tooth? If you ain't sucking on no straw or no
I have no clue.
And if you smelling like grilled onions and fast ass, I don't nobody want to suck on your dick.
Look, I say, shit, where Brandy at? This nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you been messing around?
A little louder for the people in the back.
Shit.
A little louder for the people in the back.
You been messing around.
Why this nigga gonna say? It was like three lines on the message, so I really couldn't really remember it all. It was something in the words of, if every woman has something going and made an excuse, then I'll hear the, something in the words of that order.
Every woman what?
He said, if every last girl in the world had did something and something, and she was the only one left, then I hit her up. I want to be like, nigga, was she the last one left when you had on me the other day?
Okay, I got one thing to say.
What?
I'm going to try to put this lightly. Okay, I got it. If you got flaws and you fucked up in some kind of way, and your fucked up flaws are really kind of extreme to others, then you need to lower your motherfucking standards like you've been doing. I'm just in general. You need to lower your standards.
What flaws? Talking about
who? For one, bathing, brushing teeth, hygiene is a motherfucker. Cause I don't want no salty nuts, bitch. I will cuss you out, hurt your mama feelings if you come to me with some bullshit like that. That's how hard I'ma cuss you. Yeah, nah, we don't play them kind of games. Fuck you, me. Bitch, you need a baking soda bag. Soak. Let the water out and repeat. I'm just saying. You know my nose don't work, so I ain't never smelled a motherfucker. But for everybody to keep saying the same thing about you different people, shut. That shit gotta be true as fuck. And Granny ain't taught me nothing else. She taught me that shit right there. Different people ain't gonna keep saying the same goddamn thing about it. I'm just saying. Oh, my light would come on. I knew I needed gas when I got your ass.
What?
I also want to play pussy ass game. But anyways, I mean, that could be anybody. Say now you got a fucked up teeth, you got a fucked up eye. I mean, you gotta overcome your own shit. You gotta be okay with it first. And that nigga is way too comfortable with being funky as fuck, dingy as fuck. Clean clothes don't make you clean.
Two times for the people that ain't here, one more time for the deaf.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Clean clothes do not make you clean. And you yellow boy. Yeah. I don't know what. Mangy. You gotta be. That's when that dirt cake up and look like scales on your ass. Oh, I got eczema. Nah, bitch, that's dirt. Get in the tub, soak in hot water, and scrub it. I bet it come out. I'm just saying. This is baking soda. I live with baking soda. Buy baking soda. I get the big box. Get your ass in that tub and soak it. That baking soda gonna detox clean. Get off in there real deep. Shit. And it do odors and all that shit. I live by baking soda.
Then I don't see the nigga drink no water.
I hardly drink water, but I don't know. I detox my motherfucking soul. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. We got parasites in our body. All the shit that we eat, processed, get fucked up. I don't care what shit, nobody
say. If you don't eat no fruits or vegetables in your life,
oh no, shit,
that shit gonna be fucked up.
I ate. Yesterday, mama had a little procedure done, right? Like, she was like, "Ooh, I'm hungry," because she couldn't eat before the end. I said, "Mama, it's on a buffalo king." What? What's that? Oh, you ain't never been to Buffalo? No!
What the fuck is Buffalo King?
In Capitol Plaza? I mean Buffalo. I said Buffalo. Buffet King. I said Buffalo.
I'm tripping. And Austin.
Don't do drugs. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my shit.
I know it. Mama's like, I ain't never ate here. I was like, Mama, you ain't never came here. The fuck are you tripping on? She said, but what you eating? Rat on a stick? You want some? I gave her some. She said, ooh, that's good. Yup.
The rat on a stick is the best thing in the whole restaurant.
That's my shit, bro.
I don't know what it is, but it's
good. I don't give a fuck what kind of meat it is.
It's rat on a stick.
Bitch, tell me the truth. What kind of meat is this? I don't give a fuck. I'm going to eat it. It's good as fuck. It's tender and juicy. Red on the stick. That's what I be calling the shit.
Nigga, tell me about me and can swing that with the outside what they like to eat.
Red on the stick. Mama's like, what is it? Red on the stick. And she's like, what? Red on the stick.
She got some shit.
Oh, fuck. I ate a whole plate of fruit. Oh, man, it went down yesterday. Damn.
I forgot what she got, but I got some
I ate a plate full of crawfish. Oh, man. Yes, a whole plate of crawfish. The little Asian BTS dude with the gold hair. What's his name? Wade. That nigga walked by and looked at my plate like, damn, this bitch got all the crawfish. Yes, I did. Oh, fuck.
We went to that bitch on my birthday.
Shit right there.
That's when Consuelo lost her phone. Damien, I don't know. Nigga, she went to the bathroom, came back, her phone was fucking gone.
I don't know, I don't think my shit on the side.
We was all sitting there. But we ain't noticed. The bitch had took a plate, I guess. I don't know. They gave that bitch somebody else's phone. I mean, the phone for a phone, right?
I got a problem with this. I'm upset. Phone for phone. So, bitch, y'all just collecting phones around here, bitch.
I believe that, yes.
Y'all like, what the fuck? Y'all like the hotel room. Y'all just collecting charges and phones and shit around here. Okay. Damn, officer, why are you in the room? You better not follow us. I don't think he's gonna be at your house. I don't think he's gonna be at your house. You are not supposed to be here, huh? I need your bitch ass.
you this way.
You just moved down here. And you be riding this bitch for a minute now. Stanley trees in the wrong time, like, whoa, bitch.
She was out there, she had the
Kush.
Yes.
What?
You just don't realize it, Kush.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. My new name is Kush.
Oh, okay. No. I thought
I thought you was calling somebody.
No.
I'm gonna say, man, where this bitch come in? What's up?
Kush is me now.
Okay, Kush.
But when I was leaving on Sunday, I was like, yeah, it's time for a shot in a blunt. She was like, do some exercise. I said, shit, I do push-ups.
That's all I need, bitch.
Tell me why I tell Milton the story. He say, shit, I do coolest curls. I said, nigga.
Your ass over.
That's a good one. I said, nigga, that's good to the motherfucker. Coolest curls.
Drunk
in
yoga.
Then this motherfucker talking about, she said something, she said, I'm gonna cut your ass and you cut my hair about your nipple.
Wait, I'm a woman all day, every day. That shit do not equal out. Mm-mm. In this case, let me shave half your motherfucking head or some dumb shit like that. Bitch, one strand of hair for a nipple? Oh.
No. She done already tried to have ass touch him.
Sniff that motherfucker. He ain't gonna know he's sniffing. You better get some good scissors though. He gonna know it.
Shit.
You don't get no good one.
Look, you did. I come out from eating. She gonna say, so is it rainbow above Kush? Say rainbow. She's like, yeah, a rainbow. Another little nigga walk out there. She's talking about what's below it. She tries trying to say the name as another nigga walking out, and nigga smoke weed too. He on there smoking the job, I don't think. She trying to think of something, and I don't understand what she's saying. This nigga gonna say, Reggie? She say, yeah. Nigga, we bust out laughing. I say, it's 2022. Ain't nobody better not be smoking herbage around me like that.
I do.
Yeah. You the only motherfucker. Not like
shit, I be finding some bomb ass Reggie. Fuck you, me. This nigga just hit me up to about 350 for the pound. If you think he hit me up, Reggie.
But, nigga, we go outside to check. And that nigga in the gate.
It's the actual smoke.
That nigga like two gates down from me. He said, hey, shit, I was finna tell a girl stop kicking. I said, nigga, you was finna have her all the way fucked up.
What? Girl Scouts make weight? I can see that shit now. Oh my God, Todd. Girl Scouts make weight. No, bitch. No. No, the Girl Scouts is pushing cookies for real. Hey, No. That's fucked up.
Hey, you need to go play a song for me. It's a country song.
I ain't got it.
You don't got it.
I don't.
Nope.
Okay, I can't
play it. You can find it. It's on the tune.
Uh-huh. Hey, that's my shit right there. It's just some kind of thing I'm going through,
going through. This is my karaoke song. And it's
my situation.
You don't want to know mine.
What?
My karaoke song.
What is it?
Fire We Make. What's that over there? Ask the lights. But I doubt it.
Come on the straightaway for a minute, so I'm
Damn! What? I should have saved them fucking videos. Oh, yeah, I showed them to you then.
I'm fucking lost.
What's the videos of Eric and Bernie.
Y'all need to quit letting him do drugs. Drugs and alcohol is not his friend. He needs to pick one. Because together, that nigga be like a fucking... I'm telling you, man. That nigga look like a wet baby bird with some big ass eyes. I don't know.
That nigga... A wet baby
bird? Yeah, you seen the fresh bird? No feathers? Whatever. Got a llama. I don't know. I know I seen the car like.
Oh, didn't? You got thought I was gonna die? Thought I was gonna get hit up by a hog?
Oh, nah. That's
no good. I mean, it wasn't wild. I hope not. But if it was, it ain't attacking me. But shit, a nigga was kinda scared.
Now, they
be
gonna fuck you up.
I don't run from now on animal.
You better. That big bitch.
That's smaller than me. Look, that's smaller than me.
I don't know.
I don't. But when I looked at that pass up, and I looked at that weight, that bitch said 560 pounds.
It's gonna hurt.
Bitch, when I said
he
that,
gonna try to try it over your dumb ass. He gonna try to run you off.
That bitch was about from the back seat. So about the dashboard.
That's about right.
And then about this goddamn wide.
Yeah.
I said,
Pork Chop, come here.
Nick.
Put your ass in the deep freezer. Come here, bitch.
See, nigga,
I just told mama that dumb shit. She said, but we need to go to the meat market. Mama, why we can't just spend that money on the motherfucking pig? Put it down in the country. Fucking feed him.
Guess how much the nigga paid for the motherfucker?
How much?
Like 100 and something.
I took his ass.
I don't even think. I'll put it like this. I don't think he paid over $250.
Nigga, that is meat for a whole fucking year. No lie. Because we used to get a pig, have a pig, and half a cow. And the man would have had the other half of the cow for his payment. Bitch, you winning.
Wait, the other half for what?
We do a pig and a cow. But we'd only take half the cow because we don't eat beef like that. So, his payment was the other half of the cow. Bitch, you winning. You cut his ass up and sell him individual packets. Because his family got a meat market. So, bitch, you just got a free half a cow.
True. Do y'all pay for the whole cow? Or just the half?
No, we just get a cow and raise it up. See, you feed it different shit, clean shit, so it don't... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You don't want no dirty-ass meat.
You buy your own and raise it to eat it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You buy them cheap shit. I spend $25 for a pig, raise that nigga for 6 months and cut his ass up. Pigs grow like you. That nigga gonna be big as fuck in 6 months.
Did you know that cows grow only 2 teeth a year?
Okay.
And after 5, they pretty much got them all.
Shit.
Cause I was like,
cow prices done went up.
Hell yeah.
Cows didn't used to be cows that much. So now probably shit, I chop that shit up and just pay me and see if I goddamn eat my damn self to get my money back.
And it's a difference. In their teeth. Like the whole bunch of shit on Sunday. I get, they grow two teeth a year. And depending on, say, if they're small, they got gummy teeth.
Yeah.
They got teeth like gummy. They're just short. They put an S on.
Why you put an S on?
Because they're short. And then when they, I didn't know this, but when they, the nigga sticking his arm in the cow ass vagina, they're checking to see how old the calf is on the inside. And that's a whole another number. Like a cow can be, say it'd be a 4, and then it'd be an 8. So that bitch is 4 years old, and the calf is, she 8 months pregnant. Whatever the fuck that shit goes.
So they trying to see how many pregnant.
Yeah, when they cow pay, they trying to see how old the calf is on the inside.
So you really getting 2 calves.
That's it.
Like, fuck, you ain't cheating.
But they cost more.
I'm gonna jump out to a head. Sound like winning to me.
Then I got pissed off because Mr. I can't see my dick decided he was gonna go to work.
Pause. Who the fuck is that?
Okay. Fly on the wall. Old podcast. Fly on the wall.
Don't do drugs. How many blunts have I did between then and drugs? I done been in Jamaica a few times.
No, it was just November, so we just smoked at least 2,000 or 3,000 blunts.
Okay, and I done been in Jamaica a couple of flights.
So fucking anyways,
around. I done popped some pills. Coaching. Forgot some things.
Coaching.
Oh, fishnet.
Yeah.
Pantyhose. Okay.
So,
fishy,
they told this nigga he was gonna be on it in the tub. I was like, thank God. They let the nigga. They got enough people on the tub, so this nigga was in the alley.
Fuck it up.
No, we had to tell this nigga every cow.
What?
To follow the fucking cow. Like every calf that came down the fucking alley. Like, Milton will send that bitch in the B-Bro. It'll pass that nigga, he just sit there and watch it. And I have to be like this.
He can keep it moving.
Exactly.
Clap your hands if you're gonna sit there or stand there.
That shit don't work.
Do something to
not
get
with him
going.
He's scared.
See, that's what I don't get. How the fuck are y'all working with these cows and you scared?
What?
Hell, I tried to help the damn man. I don't know. I guess because we done been country.
Some of these niggas scared of goats.
That goat gonna kick the shit out your dumb ass.
Nah.
I ain't lying.
I'm master of the goats.
Nah, fuck that goat.
Like yesterday.
Fuck you, Billy.
A nigga had to.
Bring your punk ass on.
Nigga had. I unloaded damn near every. Yep. Yeah, actually, everything. Every goat in that hog, I loaded up. And the, like the last two ones is what. Shit just fucks up, man. Why? Because these niggas ahead of me are not paying attention. I already got 4 other fucking baby goats that I need. I just need to get to mama. And this bitch just keeps... Every time I grab for this bitch horn, it's like they right there and then she... Hit that horn. The nigga on the scale, Bubba, he just laughing his ass off. Every time he just laughing. Tell why these niggas didn't open the gate and let one of these motherfuckers go.
The babies?
Yes. I said, fuck it, let them all go down there. It was going to the right spot. your motherfucker. Watch these motherfuckers just go. I'm not paying attention because I'm trying to catch this other car. And I'm telling these motherfuckers, before they open this gate, I got one left. What do I hear over the motherfucking speakers? Y'all got a baby goat loose down there in the alley. I look at him, I say, now what the fuck? These niggas are opening the gate. This little motherfucker is in the pen with the bulls running around. Got the bulls low-key scared. Nigga, tell me why.
Get your bad ass out of here.
Carson them. Nigga, they had to come help me wrangle these motherfuckers.
Hell nah. The goats.
Yes. Some niggas like, what the fuck you doing? I was like, hey, bro, don't say. I was like, what you say? I was like, I was just being smart. I said, don't get smart. I'm the only one down here doing something. Every motherfucking Monday, don't get smart. I'll knock your bitch ass out.
To who?
I call the nigga Tonto, because he an Indian.
Oh, okay.
So after they catch,
ain't no racist shit. That's some bullshit.
I got a name for everybody.
Nigga Tonto. Oh.
That's what I called him. I was like, shit.
My family is fucking Indians. Nah, that's some bullshit.
Look. After the sale.
That nigga say Tonto. Nigga.
Look, after the sale, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know why, but every time after the sale, always the same group of motherfuckers that I just happened to walk into. Carson gonna say, how much money you make today? I say, shit, nothing, I smoked most of it. I lied, I made $10. Nigga gonna say, you know, it's a $10 commission on every bag you sell, right? I say, well, shit, y'all better pay these niggas more. They might buy some more.
Dang.
And then we start talking about work. Nah, because I walk up. First thing that happened, I walk up. Clay say, man, fuck you. I say, man, fuck you, dog. I ain't do shit today. And I was like, I'm tired of your ass. I always call him my motherfucking name. He was like, man, y'all do the same. I said, no. I stand at a certain gate. He said, yeah, you where you supposed to be. But them other motherfuckers, I said, yeah. I said, can I make a trade? Nigga, I would trade this nigga. And I looked at Kevin Gates. I said, can I make a trade to the tub people? The nigga said, I don't work the tub. I said, you deliver the cows to the tub. Said one of y'all can ride that nigga when y'all pick up cows. I don't give a fuck. I want to trade. They gonna point at I forgot this nigga name. Casey. He said, no, we ain't no trades. I said, man, I'll take Jason fatty ass brother. They gonna start laughing. Jason brother don't do shit. That nigga big. That nigga don't do nothing.
What the fuck is he there for?
He be on the tub.
What the fuck is the tub?
It's what you get from when the cow come from the back. Before
the
they go.
Eat it from the back.
Yeah, when they come, the back pen, you know, the pens. You know where the RV at? You know the RV at in the back?
Yeah.
And all them pens back there?
Yeah.
That's where they keep the cows for the sale.
Oh, wow.
So when they come from back there, they go all the way through and they go around to the other side. What's on that side? That's where the bulls and shit be at nighttime. It just be like two or three in the pen.
Yeah.
They go through right there and then this little big ass tub, basically. But they go in before they go in the ring so they can be auctioned off and then they come on and yeah, do all this stupid shit.
So they walk through the water?
Huh?
What?
A tub tub?
No, not a tub tub. It's just called a tub because it's a big ass circle.
Why?
I don't know why it's called a fucking tub. But it's called a fucking tub. I don't know.
Sending
them to the tub. I'm thinking they're getting hoes down or some shit. I'm thinking if y'all just selling them, why the fuck you hoes and them washing them and shit? What? They're gonna be shitty when they get on the trailer. Still. Well, like, if you sell cows, you can't, like, send them all at one goddamn time.
Then you gonna have a stampede. Wonder
who
gonna get fucked up
tonight. Not me, because I bet
you up. I'm gonna sit on top of the gate. They might fuck my leg up. But they see, that's all.
No, the nigga, remember the nigga I told you about that told the Reggie? Nigga, the nigga, don't say, watch out for this one. They say it don't like folks. And it's kind of horny. I mean, they got some big ass horns.
Yeah.
Nigga, two more, look up. This nigga is hanging on one of the bars.
Goddamn right. Get your stupid ass out.
No, like, nigga, he is hanging, like, his bar is over just hanging, like, in pull-up position. I said, nigga, if that cow would have up and got your foot.
That shit.
That nigga said, nah, I don't want to happen. I said, shit, that bitch looked like he was big enough. I'm finna holler at the white girl that work in the kitchen.
What?
So, look, I walk in yesterday. You know, I go talk to all the ladies in the office. Then Reagan tell me go empty, go throw some doors away. So I'm like, shit, I don't know what. I'm like, where in the back with all the junk shit is? She like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck. So me and Coach go throw that shit away.
Who the fuck is
Colton? As we throw that shit away, nigga, I'm riding back on the little, on the green deck thing. While I look to my right, nigga, I just see a cow prancing down the motherfucking dirt road.
Hey, bitch, come here. Where you going?
I said, now what the fuck? I said, hey! Hey! Nigga, I can't nobody hear me. Nigga, all I see is Kevin Gates on the horse. That nigga's, I see, look, that nigga's halfway on. The horse is already going at least 15 miles per hour. And yep. That nigga finna go this way. I said, Kevin Gates, that nigga look out there.
You better go rope his ass, because he finna
that
go.
That nigga said, that nigga turned that nigga so fast, and yeah, yeah. Nigga, that nigga went, another horse went, nigga, a truck and trailer went.
Bring your ass here, boy.
Caution was out there with a gate with the other with the red gator.
Yeah, bring your ass here, boy. Where you going?
Shit, I said. The motherfucker jumped.
Cowboy.
The motherfucker jumped the cattle guard. The cow jumped the cattle guard.
We some cowboys riding these beats. Come here, boy.
So everybody half ass watching the fiasco. And I'm sitting there on the gator thing, just like, God damn, this motherfucker is really raining. And the motherfucker and the people that the house behind it in their yard. Pasture.
Yo,
on their land.
Yo.
And it's funny because nigga they get to after the cow jump. Nigga, everybody that was out there seemed like they just paused for a minute.
Like, damn.
Shit, you get it or I guess somebody said, fuck you, nigga, everybody's in motion. Nigga, at one point in time, nigga, all you see is a pink shirt, nigga. I said,
well, God dang. I real
boy. After they finally caught that bitch that came out, I said, Carson, you one fast motherfucker.
Because
that's the pink shirt. That nigga was rolling.
On the horse?
On foot?
Oh, shit. I thought he was on the horse.
No, he was on the gator. On something, in something. He was somewhere.
Oh, he just jumped off and yeah.
Yeah, and was trying to like stop that bitch nigh that hoe. And that bitch was acting the ass and that bitch came at him. That nigga got ghost.
That's the tow shirt, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to say that to you. Ah, he said that shit that one time. He learned his lesson, fuck.
Nigga, during that fiasco, I lost the blood somewhere.
Oh, that's that bullshit. You always be losing weight. Somebody is out there getting high for free on your ass.
Oh, well. I ain't sure.
That's how they know it's some good. Oh, shit, this must be Bobby right here. It's smoothie.
So after all that shit,
got that cush.
I can park this shit. I can park the gate after they get the camera thing. I walk back through the building, coaching go around. I see the bitch in the kitchen. All I see is ass and coochie. I said,
What? Pause on the ground, bro. What?
Nigga, the short
the
she had
she
on,
doing?
The short she had on was getting ate the fuck up.
Damn.
So.
How about you? She hungry.
So.
That's no good.
So.
Bitch, you got a yeast infection. Where your drawers at? If you had drawers on, it wouldn't even roll up like that.
No, they wouldn't roll up like that, but they was tight. They was short. That's why I say they was eating. They wasn't really eating, but she ate. They was eating because they were shouting and she kind of thing.
Okay. It's what you gonna have to do.
No, that ain't the reason. That's not the reason. Nigga, me and Milton sitting there. Nigga, I go like this and I said, Milton, just.
Because
Milton just look at me. He looked that way and looked at me. I say, wait till the front view. He say, ooh. I say, I'ma ask her. Did her boyfriend let her leave her baby in the house like that? Nigga, tell me why, as soon as I seen that, nigga, she walks by. Picking up somebody. I say, your baby daddy let you leave the house like that? She say, he don't control me.
Ow.
That's a green light, bitch. That's a green light. That's all I need.
Okay.
Exactly. So if...
Hey, dog, between me and you, like, I don't know how many bus out of smoke now. But for 2 seconds, I forgot where the fuck I was at.
I did back then. Is we on 117? Don't get high on your own supply.